Hello, this is James Sagerton. I am the chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 26, 2020. We're going to convene the meeting now and call the roll and determine if we have a quorum. Mr. Secretary?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Nick Arena?
Here.
Teresa J. Allen?
Present.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Dwayne Lark?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Anita Sims? Nancy Sorden?
Present.
Polina Vasilyev?
Present.
Okay, that's 10. That's a quorum.
Very good. Now, I forgot to put this on the agenda, and I apologize, but we'll make it part of the roll call. Can we get timekeepers? Anyone would like to volunteer to time persons or items?
Polina here. I normally would, but because I'm going to have to leave probably early, I won't right now. Sorry.
I appreciate that, Polina.
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy?
I'd be happy to do the items.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Anybody for the items? Oh, did you say items or speakers? You said items. Anybody for speakers?
Right, items.
Why would we be timing each individual speaker?
I guess maybe I'm thinking of PNB procedure. We don't do that in committee?
No.
That was a no?
Right. We don't tend to time individuals. We time the items.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Okay. So we're good to go. Let's go to approving the agenda. I could read the agenda, or R. Paul, if you want to do that as the secretary.
Well, somebody needs to make the motion, so why don't you do it?
Okay, well, why don't we first, I guess I'll move to approve the agenda and then read it?
Yeah.
Okay, so first we have convene the meeting, roll call, which we've done. Approve the agenda, 10 minutes. A minutes approval, 5 minutes. We have a progress of the audits. Guest speaker, Eileen Rosen of the PNB Audit Committee, 5 minutes for the report, 10 minutes for question and answer. We have number six, a referred motion from the PNB on the relief of central services for KPFT. Dwayne Lark, national board member from one of the national board members from KPFT, 30 minutes. Then, if needed, we have a discussion of the $80,000 for updates on the $80,000 transfer from KPFT. We have also an update, if any, on the referred motion from the PNB on the sideband revenues, discussion of the central services formula, 15 minutes. Oh, the sideband discussion was 10 minutes. And finally, a discussion of the budgeting process, 10 minutes, to include returning to a functioning network-wide budget process, which we have not had for at least 4 years. Then new business, and misnumbered is adjourn, would be number 12, adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Discussion? Second. Don't need seconds in committee.
Alan for the stack?
Yes, go ahead.
I would almost suggest that we take the resolution to ask that KPFT not pay into central services. I don't know where that came from. It was not discussed at our local station board meeting. It was not discussed at our local finance committee meeting. Unless it's very unless it's very time consuming, I guess I'd like to suggest that we not even discuss it.
That it be removed from the agenda.
All right, I'm Pauline. If you'll excuse me, I'm just going to respond briefly. That item comes from the Pacifica National Board. It was a motion that was offered at the last board meeting on Thursday, and it was referred. It was voted to refer it to the Finance Committee with the highest priority. That's why it's up front where it is, and that's why it is where it is. And you would not have had it discussed, I guess, at your local station board.
I cannot. Okay. Well, I would like to vote on this. I cannot imagine why we would not be expected to pay into central services. I cannot imagine why that would not be have been discussed by our finance.
Okay, well that would be that would be argument. Yes. Yeah, so let's discuss that later. If you are going to
move to remove from the agenda.
Okay. And as the chair, I'm going to rule that that is out of order because we are a subcommittee of the PNB, and this was something that was referred to us with a notation of the utmost priority. So I'm going to rule that that is out of order.
All right. Thank you.
I would I think I'm going to appeal the rule of the chair.
That was what I was waiting for.
Okay. I appeal the rule of the chair.
Very good. I expected that. Okay. So shall we have discussion or shall we go straight to a vote?
The way it works is you get to argue for upholding first. Other people get to argue for why to not uphold, and then you get the last word. After that, so you go twice, everybody else can go once.
Okay, well, I would rely simply on what I just said. It was, we are a subcommittee of the PNB. This was passed by the PNB, referred to this committee with the utmost priority, and I think that is pretty simple, but I would ask that others be allowed to speak on either side. So let's take a stack. Anybody else? Or Paul, do you want to motivate your challenge?
Yeah. All I'll say is we have the right, the committee has the right to set its own agenda, and the PNB can say, we really want you to do this, and the committee can, you know, tell the PNB no. So that's my point. I mean, I'm not saying whether it should be removed or not. I'm saying I think it's in order to have this amendment.
Alan, for the stack.
Just to clarify one thing, Arpa, what amendment were you suggesting? Oh, the amendment would be to remove it from
right.
the – okay. And who did I hear?
Alan,
who was asking?
Alan,
oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I agree with our Paul, and I think maybe it would have better been referred back to the KPFT local station board or the KPFT local finance subcommittee, because this might have been an incentive for our local station board to have motivated us to raise more money if we were not in line to raise enough money for central services. I don't think it's advantageous to send it to this finance committee before the local station board has had a chance to talk about it. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Paulina would like to call the orders of the day.
Fair enough. No one else wants to speak. I didn't hear too many people speaking on the contrary. No one else wants to speak?
But I mean, I just think that the arguments of the members, the committee members from KPFT are serious. The CND has mandated us to consider this matter. It should be considered. It should stay on the agenda. Thank you.
Yes, and I think I should apologize. I think when you called for the orders of the day, it was inappropriate for me to call for other speakers. All right, so let's go to a vote on the ruling of the chair. Mr. Secretary?
Okay, let's see. Okay, the motion on the floor is an appeal of the ruling of the chair, and the way it gets put is, shall the chair's ruling be upheld? And the chair's ruling is that it is out of order. The amendment to remove the item from the agenda is out of order. If you want to uphold the chair's ruling that it's out of order, you say yes. If you want to overturn the chair's ruling, you say no. Okay? All right. Sharon Adams.
I want to vote for the amendment. I want to vote to take this off of the agenda. I don't know which way to rule that is, but I'm sorry. You could go through it again. I'm sorry, Arpal. I kind of lost it halfway through there. Maybe go through it again.
Okay. So you do not want to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
That's
I do not want to uphold this.
Okay. Nicarina.
No.
Teresa J. Allen.
No.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Chris Corey.
No.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Arpal Martin. No. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims. Nancy Sorden?
Yes. And time's up for this item as well.
Oh, so that's what that is. Polina Vasilyev?
It's not mine.
Polina Vasilyev, voting?
Yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, going back, Fred Blair?
Yes.
Okay. The total is 5-4, 5 against. It's a tie, and therefore the chair's ruling is upheld.
Point of information, how did Nick vote?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other adjustments, amendments to the... Oh, and we're out of time for the agenda, so unless there's a move to extend,
we'll be
will...
out of time for the agenda.
Oh, I thought that's what she was, her thing was ringing.
Agenda.
Yeah, you've got a time on the agenda. You can't put a time on the agenda. Okay.
No. All right.
No. The time for approving the agenda was 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
That has expired.
And I think Arpal is saying that's inappropriate. You can't put a time limit on approving the agenda. Is that correct?
No. You could do that, but you'd have to make it a part of the agenda. So the redundancy can't happen. If you have a special rule, can you limit the time to set the agenda? We don't have one,
right.
So it's open. I didn't, we're going too fast, and I didn't see there was 10 minutes on there. Oh well, anyway.
Okay. All right. So, are there any other?
It's just a time. Yeah.
Are there any other changes for the agenda? Hearing none, let's go to a vote.
Could the chair ask if there's any objection to the agenda?
Yes, I will do that. I'm sorry. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll say that the agenda is approved. Now we'll go to the approval of minutes. Mr. Secretary, are there any minutes?
Yes. Yesterday I posted the minutes of the April 28th meeting.
Okay, and I did not see that, so I did not add them to the agenda. So you see I have a learning curve here. Do you have them available so that you could make them available for the committee, or should we?
Yeah, I posted it to the committee yesterday. Let me look here.
Oh, okay.
Where is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I posted it yesterday at 7:03 in the morning.
Okay. We had been talking around that time, and I thought you said you didn't have time to do it because of other considerations.
No, I've
you did it. You got to it. I see.
Other minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I see. All right. So everyone is on notice to having should have seen them, with the understanding that minutes can be changed or added to at a later time without a time limit. Is that correct, Darpaul?
The same as almost any other motion.
Yes. Okay.
Paulina moves to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Paulina. Is there any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none. We'll go now to our guest speaker on the progress of the audits, Eileen Rosen, PNB Audit Committee Chair. Eileen will be reporting for approximately 5 minutes, and then we'll have 10 minutes for a question and answer if needed.
Okay, thank you, James. And hi, everybody. One second. Sorry, got my microphone twisted. So, regarding the fiscal year 2018 audit, we are nearly there. We scheduled a meeting for next Monday in the hopes that we'd be able to review a draft of the 2018 audit. I'm not sure we'll have the draft ready in time to give the audit committee members at least a couple of days to review it before the meeting, before going through it with the auditor. So we may push that back one more week to June 8th. I will check with the committee members to see what they want, if they want to have a meeting anyway, because we haven't had one yet with our new members, or if they would prefer to wait another week and have had the chance to look at the draft and then move forward with the auditor. So that's where that is at. The delays that we've had were due primarily for we needed to get some of the last pending open items from two or three of the stations. It took a while, but I guess we've got everything now. Additionally, you have probably heard that there have been some disputes about how to show some of the costs from the WBAI's past tower rent, that extremely high rent, and the loan interest on our big loan was being shown on WBAI's books. Those things have been corrected. They've been moved to the national office per the instructions of management and the PNB. So that is dealt with. The other is, for those of you who've heard more of the fireworks about how to book the sale of the Nakapon office in Berkeley and who it belonged to and who should show the gain or loss from the sale. And there was a lot of pressure to show the sale on the national office's books. There was a lot of controversy about, and I'm not sure it's resolved at all, about how was the money for the Nakapon building raised, how was the purchase booked, how was the depreciation booked every year. I've looked at a few audits scattered through the 20 or 22 years of since the building was purchased, and I see different things on different audits. But speaking to our auditor, the building and its ancillary costs, shall we say, the purchase and the asset and its depreciation were indeed shown on the KPFA books in the 2017 audit. So if we want to move the gain or loss from the sale of the building, we kind of have to move everything. NETA will provide to the auditors a disclosure, a footnote basically, that it is the board's preference to move everything to the national office's books. I will say that I think there's more discussion to be had on general principles of this, of how we're going to treat assets at different levels. Land and buildings and I guess our licenses are probably our largest, most expensive items, but there are much smaller assets that stations need to plan for in their budgets and purchase and depreciate and use up. So we need to talk about how to define those things. It's not defined right now. But for the moment, I think we have resolved people's reservations and worries about how to get this done. And, the auditor and Anita, unfortunately, Anita couldn't be with us tonight because she had another engagement, but from NETA, that is. But we can get more information from them later on. And I think we really want to get this fiscal year 2018 audit done so we can dive right into fiscal year 2019. NETA expects 2019 to be a lot easier because they've been with us through most of 2019. They're much more familiar with us, and they've caught up on probably most of the mess that they inherited when they started working with us because, the books weren't in great shape. So they expect it to be a lot easier to get through. The one thing I told James that I was going to appeal to all of you on was if we do have problems getting information for the audits from any given station or unit, that maybe you guys could help us out. I don't know if that's part of your job, but it would be a good thing because I ended up having to call around to find, to either call a GM or a business manager or somebody at each of the stations and send them what the open items still were. I had to go pester people directly and individually. And, it worked, but it'd be better if you guys were involved, I think. So that's just an idea. I think that's my report. I don't know if I'm ready for any questions.
Thank you, Eileen. Shall we take a stack for questions? Anyone with a question?
Paulina would like to give us that.
Chris Corey for the stack.
I think I heard Paulina first, R. Paul, and then Corey, Chris Corey. And who was the last one?
Teresa Allen.
Teresa.
Thank you.
And Fred Blair.
Fred Blair.
Oh, a lot of questions.
Anyone else? Who was that? Okay, let's start with Paulina.
Thank you. Thank you, Eileen, for your report. I'm looking at the August 2nd of 2018 regular open public meeting of the Pacifica National Board, a teleconference meeting, and those minutes state towards the end that Director Adriana Casenave suggested a motion to regarding the remaining funds from the Nakapon building sale and the loan, and it was approved. The motion reads as follows. Whereas the proceeds of the sale of the Nakapon NO building were restricted to use for covering costs of solving the pension plan issues and completing audits, see resolution dated May 10th, 2018, the PNB directs that the remaining funds from the loan to be used for costs dealing with the pension plan issues and paying for the 2017 and 2018 audits. That motion was approved by the PNB on, as I said, on August 2nd, 2018. As far as I know, it hasn't been rescinded. Can you update us on that? And I think it also speaks very clearly as to, well, besides the fact that we've seen the deed of trust that, you know, the Nakapon building was always separate from...
It's everything belongs to Pacifica.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but everything belongs to Pacifica, no matter what. So that's
one at a time. One at a time.
I'm not done yet. Can I finish?
Oh, sorry,
please go ahead. Continue.
I'll be very brief. If you can update us also on what is going on with the pension plan and whether the motion passed by the PNB in 2018, in August 2018, is being carried out, it has actually been implemented, and whether the proceeds from the sale of the Nakapon building have been applied to pay for the audits, both pension plan audits and the general.
Yeah, I heard. Thanks for the question. I'm not sure I can give you a very specific update. As you know, money is fungible. You can't tell what money goes to pay what thing if it all goes into the same pot. And it would be, I think, a heck of a task to try and pull all that apart and put it back together again from, you know, that was a motion from nearly 2 years ago. The pension... Well, wait a minute. Let me go back to some other things. The remaining funds from the sale and loan reading. Okay. The pension arrears have mostly been paid out. You know, most of that money was being collected. It just hadn't been paid out to people. We did have to pay some external funds. Can somebody mute that? Terrible noise.
I think that's the timer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
Not... Okay, so...
Okay.
Need to extend time.
Thank you, Nancy. We're just on questions, right? That's...
Yeah, I move that we extend time for 10 more minutes. We have a lot of questions.
Yeah, you do have a lot of questions. Okay.
Hold on. Is there any objection?
And 10 minutes for the question and answer, and it's 21:13 now, and we started this at 20, so it's only 11 minutes of the 15 total minutes. So.
Okay, we're wasting time.
Thank you. Okay.
I want to ask the timer if that's correct.
Yeah, that's right. I misread it. It's 5 minutes for report
Very
and 10
good.
Minutes for Q&A.
I apologize.
My apologies. I misread you. I thought it was part of the 10 minutes. Okay. Thank you, Arpal.
So, were you done with your answer for
Helena?
No, Helena?
No, I was not. I hope.
Okay,
I
I'm just going to say we have four more questions, so let's try and be succinct.
Okay, let me
speak.
Okay. The pension funds are not actually the purview of the audit committee, but. I have been dealing with them along with Grace, and we've just gotten, I guess, Dwayne involved, although we haven't given them a training yet. So sort of on top of it, most of the pension payments that have needed to be paid out have been paid out already. There are a few remaining. This is in the retirement plan, not the 403B plan. The retirement plan, a few people that we just haven't been able to find. But that doesn't mean we've given up. the third-party administrator, well, let's say the cost of the retirement plan, any fees that we have to pay to have that people working on that come out of the plan. So that has not been a cost to us. We have had to come up with the funds to pay our ERISA lawyers who are, well, you should know what ERISA lawyers are. They deal with pensions more than anything else, I believe. So the costs of getting the pension straight have been probably not as much as we expected. I would have to go back and tote it all up, but like I said, it's not really our area. So I don't know. The rest of that motion, I only caught part of it. I'm not sure. Was there a part of it that still needs to be answered, Paulina?
Yes.
Paulina, this is the chair. I'm going to ask you if you would defer to the other questioners now, because if we continue with you asking questions and clarifying things, we're going to run out of time for the other speakers.
Certainly, but I believe that it's prior practice in other committees that the person who asked the question has a 15-second opportunity for one follow-up. That's all I ask.
Okay, that's fine. Fine, go ahead.
Okay, how much is the audit for the pension plan costing us? The auditors, how much are they charging us? Do you know that?
I have that. I don't want to take the time to look it up. I can do that while we're getting other questions. I can, you know, pull up that spreadsheet.
I would appreciate that in writing.
And let you know. Okay. In writing, how much? Okay. Next question.
Nancy, I have some information. I was on the board at that time. I remember that motion. I can tell you what happened.
Is it germane, or should we do it later?
It's germane to Paulina's question.
Okay, great.
The amount that was remaining after the sale, you know, from the sale of the Nakupon building, after all the settlement fees were paid, was put in the National Office Bank account, and I believe George's report reflects that. It was about $240,000. And that motion that she's referring to was to restrict that money to those items. And we'd have to go back to the, because that was, you know, those were urgent bills and they needed to be paid right away, and that was the point of restricting it to paying those bills. And whether or not that was used for that, I don't know. That was shortly before the IED left, and I don't know if that was actually used, but I believe we did pay. I mean, we spent a lot of money on ERISA lawyers and on the audits. So I believe at some point all that money went to between the two of those.
Okay, I'm going to ask if we can move on now, as pensions are not really part of what we were supposed to be discussing. Our Paul is the next question.
Right. Okay, hi. We had Mr. Diaz, one of the auditors, on the call here in March. And he laid out for us timelines of how these things would work. And he said that he thought they could get the FY19 audit probably done. Something popped up on my computer here. And he said they could probably get the audit for FY19 done. It would take a few weeks. Now, right now, we're aiming for June 30th for that, and June 30th is 5 weeks from tonight, and so my concern here is that the FY18 audit get done and completed and posted, put away, and that's it, very, very soon, so that they can really, really start on the FY 19 audit, which may take the rest of the time and get us right up to deadline. And a part of this is that the guy from the auditors said they would not engage, commit to doing Pacifica's FY19 audit until they were done with the FY18 audit. So you're telling us that the FY18 audit is almost done, but not done, not posted. And it may even take another week from now before it gets into that condition. So when do you expect the FY18 audit to be finally posted? And have you heard anything else about engaging the audit firm?
No, I'm just looking at the calendar. If we meet, if the audit committee meets on it on the 8th, I think we need the PNB to sign off on it. I forget how that works. That would be the 11th. If everybody agrees with that, it could be posted, you know, immediately, or the 12th. I will have to ask Jorge Diaz about what he said about the 2019 audit, what you have down, because I'm surprised he would say that. But he may have back in March. Maybe he was more optimistic. You know, there were just those last few things that were really hard to get from people. So that's probably the problem. I will ask him, and I'll get back to all of you on this. That's the best I can do right now.
Thank you, Eileen. Chris.
Sharon for the stack also, please. Sharon for the stack.
Sharon, I'm not sure we'll get to you, but Chris, go ahead.
Okay. I just realized that what I was going to say was more commentary than question. So rather than giving commentary, I'll ask a question. Eileen, would it be your opinion that should KPFT, for example, be in a position to sell the property that they're sitting on, which is worth significantly more than they paid for it because of capital appreciation in the marketplace, as Duane pointed out earlier, that should become part of the funding for the Pacifica National Office? Or should it be part of T's revenue base to, procure property or to do with it as they see fit?
You're asking me
members
if,
that
if
invested
they,
in the first place.
Are you asking me if I think they should sell it or if they were to sell it?
If they were to sell it. If they were to sell it.
That's why I said that I think this the disposition of assets, I think, needs a longer conversation among everybody. I think there are some options for how we want to do it, but I'm not sure what they are yet. I do know what they are, but I'm not sure how to decide that, and I'm certainly not the person who will decide that. You know, it'd be good to get some advice and then discuss the pros and cons among ourselves to come to a decision, because you know, in terms of, as everybody knows, everything belongs to Pacifica, but how far do we want, when do we want assets to be recorded on station books or as part of the Pacifica Foundation directly? So that needs a discussion. I'm sorry I can't give you an answer right now, Chris.
No, that's okay. Can I quickly follow up, James?
Sure, 15 seconds.
Okay, so I'm not sure I can bottle this in 15 seconds. I'll let this go for now. But, yeah, we should definitely circle back on this fulsome conversation. Is the NFC welcome to chime in on the audit committee meetings? Is that something that you would like, or is that just out of the question?
I would be fine with having a guest. From the finance committee. Yep.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
As,
thank you.
Chris,
now we're going to go to Teresa. Teresa, your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How much does each station owe? How much do we owe NEDA at this time?
Oh, we owe them Specifically. Gosh, I don't know if I want to say this on the open stream. I'm not sure if this is confidential information. I don't have a problem with anybody, any of you guys knowing, but I'm just not sure.
We've disclosed this meeting before, Eileen, if that helps you decide.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I can answer that.
I apologize. I shouldn't have interrupted.
Paul, you have a point of information?
No, I have an answer. The answer is, of course it's not confidential. We've been publishing this in our minutes for months and months.
Oh, okay. Well, I was told
today that we owe
NETA more than $200,000.
Okay.
And I have
second
the impression
question.
From them that that is a big number for them. It's not just a drop in the bucket. It's a lot.
Okay.
They have to pay their salaries and costs as well. Okay.
Yeah. Has anyone discussed, like the IED, has anyone discussed with you how when we intend to start paying that back, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I plan on harassing people about it.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that. Has anyone discussed the plan for us to pay back the loan? Have you discussed that
with
IED or anyone?
Not with me.
Okay.
Perhaps others have.
Okay. Have you told the IED the reason for the delay of the 2018 audit after Mr. Diaz said it would only take a few weeks? I think you told me specifically what you were waiting on, and pardon me if I missed, but you told me at that meeting who we were waiting on, and would you say those people that you mentioned were the ones responsible for us not getting the 2018 audit done as you had projected?
I'm trying to think. You're saying that you heard from me who it was in a previous meeting?
On our finance meeting, I guess it was the auditor. The auditor was on, and he said, we are waiting on this and this and this to finish the audit.
Okay.
And as soon as we get that, we can start 2019. And I tried to be real specific about who was delaying the 2018 audit. So my question is, what was it that delayed the 2018 audit? Who is not cooperating or who is...
Yeah, the IED is aware of that, and I did recruit her to help me with one particular station, you know, to, like, call them and tell them this really is a priority. Because people have many priorities, especially when they're understaffed. I personally don't like to name names unless I'm trying to name and shame somebody into doing something, and that's not the case right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Some people have no shame.
Okay.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Fred Blair.
Yes. Eileen, it's my recollection when the auditor was on the... committee, that he did say that he didn't think he could get the FY19 audit completed by June 30th. But that may have changed, or we'd have to ask him. But in any case, when do you think it'd be, my short question is, how soon can the members of the NFC get the FY18 audit to look at?
I don't think we circulate it outside of the audit committee until the audit committee has looked at it, but I can consult with people to see if we can share it with the finance committee as well. I personally don't really see a reason not to. Maybe there is one, but I don't see it right now. So let me check on that. I expect to have drafts, if everything goes as planned at this moment, I would expect to have drafts in our hands on the safe side, maybe like the 3rd, June 3rd or so, is what I'm hoping for.
So we could probably see it before June 12th, before its actual official release.
Oh, yeah, yes. Okay, let me make a note to make sure the audit before it's official. I also have to look up exactly what the... PNB's role is on signing off on it, and ours, like I said earlier, I kind of have forgotten, but I'll find it.
And are you working on the engagement letter now, so for FY19, so that can go immediately to the auditor?
No, but, you know, we'll probably just copy the one from last year and, you know, stick different dates in it. So I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'll work on that.
Okay, I'd like to ask the timekeeper. I'd like to ask the timekeeper at this point how we're doing. Seems to me we must be over.
Oh, our time is up. Yes, for this.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right,
Sharon. No, I apologize.
One more. Go ahead.
How about if we extend time for 5 minutes?
That's always an option.
My question was answered, so it's all fine. Thank you. I don't actually have a question anymore.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. Paulina here, if I may be recognized.
Paulina, I think we need to move to the next item on the agenda. I think we went significantly over on this item, and it's now about 9:30. We have a time certain to conclude in 45 minutes, and we have a large item that I believe is going to take. Also, there's going to be motions to extend on this next item. So could we get your indulgence to move on, and perhaps you could submit your question in writing to Eileen?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Eileen,
yeah,
would you
I
be willing
say,
to
anybody,
do that?
Yes, of course.
Wonderful.
If anybody has questions at any time, please feel free to write to me.
Thank you, Eileen. And thank you for your time and coming here. We appreciate it. And hopefully this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship between the Audit Committee and the Finance Committee.
Yes, that'll be great. Okay, thank you. Have a great meeting. I'll sign off. I'll just listen to the stream now. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, now we're going to go to number 6. Timekeeper, this is allotted 30 minutes at present. This is the referred motion from the PNB on relief of central services for KPFT. Duane, are you ready to motivate?
I am.
Thank you for your patience.
I had a chart, but I appreciate us getting to it. Paul, I'm going to ask that it just is impossible for me to find my access you originally sent. So I'm going to ask you if you can resend it to me at your leisure for access to the call.
Duane, Fred here. I sent it to you about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, great. Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks. I also just want a point of reference that the minutes we just approved actually included a motion referred to this committee from the PNB regarding subsidy sideband. Well, obviously, we didn't have a problem accepting that one, but just for the record. Now, it has been said that some people don't have change, and I certainly have experienced that, particularly with this motion, with respect to the three directors at KPFT who joined me on the PNB and their responses in the PNB with this motion. And certainly the treasurer's initial comments and subsequent comments, I'm sure, does reflect a wide divide with respect to the KPFT experience. As you may not know, the KPFT LSB has a supermajority, and we had a finance committee meeting just last week and another fourth one coming up this week to deal with a $20,000+ deficit. That certainly, when the question is asked, we should have a plan before I would be considered to approve this about how we're going to raise additional money in a fund drive that's going on now. Well, I remember when 15-year tenure manager, not the 4-month tenure manager, IGM we have now, who's been in place for just 4 months, but one that was in place for 13 years and subsequently 15 years never presented a plan for a transmitter replacement that we kept getting extensions from the FCC to continue to broadcast for 2 to 3 years. And subsequently never came up with a financing plan or fundraising plan. And this member was part of that. This treasurer was part of that group on the LSB. And yet, no one said then that we ought to have a plan before we accept KPFA's loan of $100,000 to get a transmitter. So the double standard is just blatant in terms of no shame. How one member of the committee, of our delegation of four, can say we've got a $20,000+ deficit and it just didn't happen.
Point of order. Point of order. This has nothing to do with the motion. If we could speak to the motion,
please wait to be recognized for a point of order. Please wait to be recognized before you state your point of order.
Okay.
We already heard it. We already heard it.
Okay.
I'm going to rule that the point of order is not in order. And allow Duane to continue motivating.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Because we have come to the time of pure political posture within the NSC. We understand that now.
You're out of order, Speaker. Please maintain decorum.
I think our treasurer indicated no shame, but I'm sure she can't cite what rule I'm breaking in trying to make an argument.
I said my point of order, which was that you're not speaking to the motion. You're attacking another person.
Please do not speak unless you're recognized.
You know,
and
we had so many.
Duane, I'll ask you not to provoke her. Call yourself to order.
Actual discussion.
Please come to order.
We can't do that anymore, can we?
Please come to order.
No, that she's not making any sense. It's just disruption and some on the KPFA.
Right, we're not going to have disruption on this committee. Please, let's not go there. Let's let Duane speak his piece. You'll have your chance to make your argument when it's time. This is his way that he chooses to motivate. You can motivate in your own way when it's your turn. Sorry, Duane. Please continue.
All right. We continually have that described as obstruction when other side do it. But nevertheless, it is important that we note that it is strange when relief, financial relief is being asked by one member of four, and the family of the majority of the family who represents KPFT from the Houston area to the board says, no, we don't need that. And that's just some underlying politics to that. Now, the revenues have been on a declination. If you made a graph, you would just see a slope. And that's not endemic just to KPFT now. Let's be fair and let's be honest about that. But KPFT has consistently paid its national commitment. And to some extent, they have not done what some other stations do, and that is just don't pay it and ask for forgiveness later. So I see a lot of hypocrisy going on in terms of when a station is in trouble and it has a deficit, and is asking that it get some temporary relief in order to meet payroll and the other things. And then someone throws a wrench in the engine saying, well, you need to make a plan, when in fact that has not been the pattern. In fact, there's a sickness in this response. Self-destructive politics, for instance. If KPFT was in a surplus and another station was in arrears or had a deficit, we've seen time and time again in the last 50 years how stations have helped bail each other out. Because no station has been totally whole at any given time during the 50 years of this foundation. As I pointed out before, when KPFA was so gracious to allow KPFT to receive a loan for $100,000 that it's continually paying on it. And the deficit is exacerbated by paying the central services. This motion doesn't ask that stop paying central services forever. just until it's able to recover from the decline. And this decline has happened under five IGM. We've had five IGM in the last 3 years. And the recent one has only been in place for 4 to 5 months. But yet, I see politics occurring to not help relieve the station at the expense of politics. Interesting that when you can see that if you do this motion, it is not going to solve the problem that was asked earlier tonight about how we're going to pay a loan. Because I've been asking that question as a PNB member for the last 2.5 years. When the loan was let, I asked the question, how are we going to pay it? Why don't we create a fundraising committee? With respect to the amount that is owed to NETA, these funds that I'm asking for relief for KPFT is not a smidgen to solve any of those problems. And yet, you probably would put it on the back of a 4-month, 5-month tenured IED who assumed and inherited all of these problems, all of this mess, and won't be able to solve it in the next couple of months. But then you ask the question of the supermajority at KPFT, who is aware of the deficits that exist and want to meet about them, but don't have a fundraising committee, don't have a fundraising plan at all to help solve them. That's strikingly strange. That many of these individuals have been on the KPFT board for the last 10 to 20 years, and they've helped make this mess, or at least let it see it happen. But yet they want to blame a 4 or 5 year tenured manager. And I'm asking for relief for, we've gone from 20 employees when I joined the KPFT board, 20 or more employees, full-time equivalent and part-time, to now less than 6, 2 full-timers, maybe a contractor, and 2 part-timers. So KPFT is at the bare bones. KPFT has cut one of the ways in which the 15-year tenured manager balanced the budget was whenever someone quit, never got a replace. So these 6 employees have continuously attempted to do the job of what was then 20 people doing the job. And finally, this is about family. It's simple that if you approve this motion, you're probably going to allow some breathing room, because it's not going to solve all of the problems. But when you've got people who haven't had a pay raise like other stations for the last 4 or 5 years, have not had any relief in terms of additional employees that's needed to get things done, that's notwithstanding the fact that there needs to be a capital improvement plan for KPFT, because I believe it's one of the stations that's still operating with 1980 equipment in the studio. It's operating with the fire marshal has said that its wiring, which is copper, which was the house was built in 1930, and then someone had mentioned about selling it. Well, you need to address the fact that you can't sell it because it's encumbered. And if you do sell it, it's likely who holds the lien on it is going to
want to order, Mr. Chair.
So the whole big issue.
What is your point of order?
Is there not a time limit?
We didn't set time limits. We specifically determined there were no time limits for speakers, but we could ask Duane to begin to wrap up.
I'm accustomed to double standards.
Excuse me.
I would like as much time
as he's taking, but I'm afraid that
you will have an opportunity to speak after he's done. Thank you.
And we just spent an inordinate amount of time talking about something that don't even have to do with this committee, which is audit. Audit is its own committee, but yet no one questioned the extension. So I know if the public listening, they see what's going on. They understand that it's some dirty politics.
Point of order, this is Sharon.
So as a result of...
What is your point of order, Sharon?
This is the third
Please direct the member to speak to the motion. we have a limited time.
You tried that before, and it doesn't apply. I am speaking to the motion, ma'am. It's just that you don't like what I'm saying, and you don't get an opportunity.
No, you were talking about another member, and then you were talking about how we're wasting time.
You made your
point.
We're
talking
not gonna,
about me.
We're not going to debate it. I appreciate that. Okay, Dwayne, please come to order. Sharon and Dwayne, come to order, please. Sharon, I'm gonna rule you out of order, and Dwayne, I'm gonna ask you to move off the politics and get to the substance of the motion. What the board has tasked us to do is figure out how this would work, and we need to hopefully, you know, in the future, we're gonna have to come back to this. If you could,
I'll wrap up.
Wrap up and try to speak to the nuts and bolts of how we're going to try and help this happen.
Wow. I've been interrupted three times, and I sat patiently, didn't say a word in the previous section. But that's a good example, I think.